Welcome back to Madison's Podcast, a show about daily life, bad decisions, and arguments. This is your host, Madison, with my special guest, Ian. Today, we will be talking about whether you have to stab everything you ever eat or never be able to stab it again.
Okay, by that she means, do you have to use utensils to eat everything or never be able to use utensils again?
I would never choose. Like, I would honestly never use utensils again. Like, there's no point.
And I don't get that. I would have to use utensils. Like,
why? For what?
Like, Are you gonna eat soup with your hands? Are you gonna go out to a nice restaurant and be like, ooh, let's just use our hands? Or pick up the bowl and have everyone stare at you?
That's my problem. I don't go to nice restaurants in the meantime.
Okay, what about if you're gonna eat, like, ribs or something? Are you gonna, like, do you not just normally eat ribs or any, like, anything with sauce on it? Like, that would be so messy.
I've never had ribs anyways. I'm fine. But, like,
you've never had ribs?
No.
What?
But think about it. Like, if you ate an apple, like, with a utensil, like, you'd have to stab it.
And? Like, what's wrong with that? Like, you can stab it, and it might be easier to eat. Then you won't get the juice all over your hands when you bite into it, either.
True. Okay, what about candy cane?
Candy cane?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that you can... Chopsticks. I would use chopsticks.
How? Okay. No sane person is going to use chopsticks to eat a candy cane. I don't even think you could actually hold it up.
You honestly could, though. Like...
You'd have to be, like, Kung Fu Master.
Okay, quality. But that's a candy cane. Like, what else is going to be that difficult?
Well, it's Christmas time. Everyone has candy canes.
I don't.
There's something wrong with you. Okay,
like,
well.
Like, well, here's my question. Why don't you choose to eat a candy cane over peppermint fudge on the holidays?
I've never had peppermint fudge.
Okay. I can't.
How would you eat a soft taco? How would you eat any taco?
Chopsticks, literally, like with all drive-through food, chopsticks. That's the answer.
Chopsticks is not the answer to everything.
But it is. In this case, it is.
Okay, but like, how?
You can probably stab a soft shell taco with the chopstick.
Everything would fall out of it, though.
Well, you could also just do the, like, two utensils and put it on the sides and, like, hold it, like, straight up and, like.
So you would rather do that at a fancy restaurant?
Yeah.
I mean, who would have tacos at a fancy
It would be
restaurant?
So much messier. And then, it's a... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I speak from personal experience.
I do, too.
Do you?
Have
you
ever ate different without... lifestyles, yes. Okay? But for me personally, I just think that going out anywhere, it would be so much more difficult if you couldn't use utensils.
Yes, but this is the thing. It's quarantine now. You don't go out anywhere anyway.
But you're gonna eventually... This is forever. This isn't just, like, a one-time thing.
So is quarantine.
Quarantine isn't forever.
Have you ever seen the memes? Time travelers?
Okay.
Okay. Wait, okay. So now...
that's your argument. Time travelers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about... Okay. What if, to make things, would you have to use utensils or not utensils?
I think you would.
Or, like, what would you consider utensil? Like, would you consider, like, the making process of food? Would you be able to use utensils if you chose not to?
No, I feel like utensils would just be spoons, knives, forks, and chopsticks, or more specifically, anything that you would use to eat. Like, okay. Big, like, soup spoons and stuff that are just used to stir and everything like that. I feel like those are separate.
Okay, so, like, normal kitchen gadgets are, like, fine.
Yeah.
So, like, you could eat with that. You don't need utensils.
You would eat with those. You'd go out to a restaurant and you'd be like, hey, can you please bring me a giant soup spoon to eat this tiny cup of soup?
No, I'd bring my own.
you would walk in there with just this giant soup spoon in your hand.
Yes.
And, like, everyone would just be like,
I'd wave at them.
How much is she eating?
I'd wave at them.
Okay.
Because that's... then you could, like, there's no need for utensils.
But it would be so much easier if you did just have utensils.
Yeah, but then you'd have to stab things.
But
I mean, I think that's a plus. But then it would be so hard.
See, it's a plus.
So, like, what about chips? Like, what if you can't use chopsticks?
You don't get your fingers dirty. Do you know how much easier that would be?
You know,
like, just using chopsticks?
What about rice?
Rice? Have you not seen people eat rice with chopsticks?
No.
It's so... And that's how you know the rice is made right. When it sticks together.
True. But no restaurant at our place makes rice correctly. It all falls apart.
You've never been to Thai then, have you?
No.
I'm so disappointed.
Okay. Well, I think that is all the time we have for today. So thank you, Ian, my special guest, for joining us in this podcast.
I'm so happy to be here.
It was an honor having you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and check out next week's Saturday podcast. This was Podcasts with Madison. Thanks for tuning in.